Good morning, everyone. It's an honor to be here and to be able to share some of our work that has been undertaken over the last couple of years. Thank you very much for that opportunity. I want to acknowledge that the work that I'm about to describe has been the work of staff of the Merced County Department of Public Health. And because our lead staff person recently gave birth to our newest public health staff member just 2 weeks ago, I get to be here to describe her work and her staff's work to you. So let me begin. I have no disclosures for you. So Merced County, who are we? We are in the San Joaquin Valley of Central California, where the star is on the map, if you can see that clearly. We, as Tulare County, we are also primarily agriculturally based. We also have a very large dairy industry, but we have fewer cows than maybe Tulare County does, a lot more fruit trees and a lot more nut trees, possibly than Tulare County. Politically, we are center to right of center, generally speaking, and this is an important point for me to make to you, because if you aren't from California and you aren't familiar with our landscape, oftentimes individuals will think that we are just like Berkeley, just like San Francisco, just like Los Angeles, just like San Diego, and actually the Central Valley, the rural parts of California are very different from those large urban centers that you most often hear about. And that difference really influences how we do our work in public health. We are a mid-sized county. We have about 260,000 residents currently. We have a majority population of Latinos. We have a significant population from Southeast Asia that involves individuals from the Hmong community, the Laotian community, and the Cambodian community. We have chronic unemployment and underemployment and poverty in our community. As Jose was describing, we are currently hovering in the last 5 months between 14% unemployment and 11% unemployment. During the height of the recession, we had over 20% unemployment in our county. Again, being agriculturally based, the economy will often misplace or displace individuals who work in that field when the economy is down. And we also have high rates of chronic disease. We tend to hover, there's 58 counties in California, and Merced County tends to hover around 48 to 58 in the ranking of the 58 counties when it comes to various health indicators. So the HIAP or HIPAP or whatever we want to call it today. Honestly, in Merced County, we don't call it anything at all. It's our public health work. We haven't given it a label, although it is described as you've been hearing about the health and all policies work today. These are the various areas that we've been working in over the last 2 years because of the opportunity to be funded through the state of California's and administered through the Public Health Institute's California Community Transformation Grant, and we called it California for Health. So I'm going to share with you some of our successes. And again, I have a terrific staff working on this, and I really applaud them for a little less than 2.5 years, they have made tremendous strides and really have established for us the health and all policies work that we will be continuing from this point forward. So in the area of tobacco, our staff have actually worked with local businesses, in particular property management companies, to establish smoke-free policies that will provide low-income units across our county to offer smoke-free housing for their residents. And our role in that is really to advise and support in the development of that policy that the property management company has established. We have worked with local government, in particular city government, to introduce the concept of zoning ordinances to prohibit siting of new businesses near schools that sell tobacco. That's something that we're currently in the process of doing. Examples under healthy foods, we've had something like 12 healthy food and beverage policies adopted over the last 2 years, primarily working with city and county government agencies, community organizations, community coalitions, our Head Start programs, as well as our food bank. And our food bank actually board actually passed a policy that they would no longer accept donations of sugar-sweetened beverages, which is tremendous, so that they aren't then distributing that out to the community. Again, what's our role? Our role is working in partnership with these agencies, organizations, and coalitions, supporting them in their efforts to develop these policies, providing examples of successful policies that have been adopted elsewhere, so that we provide the technical assistance and support that's needed to actually achieve policy change. In the area of transportation, we partner with schools, with planning, both city and county planning departments, and with residents. One example is in one of our unincorporated communities, we worked with these partners to establish a walkability assessment process to promote walking and biking to school. The residents were so excited with this that they approached the school board to actually adopt a policy, the school board policy, that would promote walkable, bikeable school activities, as well as safe routes to school policy. And that same information from the walkability assessment was incorporated into the county's active transportation funding application, which was successfully funded recently, as Monterey's was, and will be actually funded now through our Public Works Department at the county in partnership with the school and the residents that we've been working with to establish better sidewalks, better crosswalks, safety for the children who are walking and biking to school. We also worked with the Bicycle Coalition that had approached our largest city about passing a bicycle parking ordinance. Again, our role, now the Bicycle Coalition knows all about the benefits of biking. We didn't have to tell them that from a public health perspective. But because we were there and we were able to support their work, and as they were talking about the need for, in this case, bicycle parking and more bicycle lanes in the city, we were able to back them up by supporting them with the public health message and why it is important to promote active, walkable, bikeable communities for healthier communities in our county. Under recreation, we have worked with county and city agencies, with schools, with community-based organizations, faith-based organizations, planning departments, and park and recs departments to really assess what we have out there in terms of green space and walkable, bikeable communities. This was an effort that we initiated out of the Public Health Department. We arranged for meetings across our county, and we invited elected officials. We invited city council members, we invited board, school board members and superintendents. We invited agency staff, park and recs, for example, planning. And then I strong-armed my board of supervisors members and said, we're hosting these meetings in your district and we'd love you to be a part of that. And I'm proud to say that all five of them agreed to participate with me, so I had them on the agenda. And what was I doing there? I was really looking for an opportunity to talk about health and all policies. I was very interested in making sure that they understood the health status of our community, and I was trying to identify champions among elected officials and prominent community members to work with me on future projects that will help improve health in our community. And through the series of meetings that we had last spring, we identified a number of opportunities as listed here, and we're currently working to pursue several of these to see if we can't actually implement joint use, for example, and city, municipal, and school recreational space sharing are two particular projects that we're working on. And then I bring the community clinical linkages in with this, and one might think, well, why, you know, don't hospitals, clinics, and health insurers already know about health? Why is this health in all policies? Well, if you've attended some of the very informative sessions here this week around the siloing of physical health and mental health, for example, we know that we don't always talk together, we don't always work together to make sure that whole health is our approach both within the healthcare delivery system as well as across our community. And so a community clinical linkages focus is again something that we are incorporating under our Health in All Policies work. And we've had opportunity to involve schools as well as our mental health department in actually offering some of our chronic disease prevention services to parents and caregivers through the schools, as well as mental health consumers who, as you may know, often have co-occurring chronic health conditions that are often untreated. I won't go into details here on the challenges and the sustainability because we are going to talk more and my time is up, but I do want to say one last thing, and that is I am the director of our public health department, and even though our staff are typically the ones out there working on these projects that I've described to you, I think it's very important for all levels at local public health departments to be involved in health and all policies. So directors, assistant directors, health officers in our world really need to be knowledgeable about what we're doing across our county, what our staff are doing, and really be champions and spokespersons for health and all policies, as well as supporting, of course, the staff who are doing the work. So thank you very much.
Thank you.